Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to Gen Con 2026 Gauntlet Prep here on the Glass Cannon Network. The Glass Cannon Network, and in case you forgot, your home for good buddies getting together and playing all kinds of different role-playing games. And today, we continue a little kind of like behind-the-scenes content action. Every year for the past 3 years, over at Gen Con, we have a booth on the show floor, and we play gauntlets. We have a beautiful table set up at our booth, and people can get seats to come in and play with us as GMs and try to go up against a one-hour incredibly difficult encounter. And in order to prepare these encounters, we need scenarios, we need characters, and for the first time this year, we need different game systems. And so as part of that gauntlet prep, this is something we've always done, the work behind the scenes. Now, we're going to record it and do it for you guys along the way so you can kind of see the process. And we thought, what better way to start than with Traveler Character Creation? My name is Joe O'Brien. I am here to help out with making characters. But Matthew Cabotacaza, who's here with me today, is the maestro behind our character creation. And of course, joining us again for part two, Skid Marr, a classic longtime Traveler fan. How's it going, fellas? How you feeling?
Hello. I would like it if you referred to me as maestro throughout the episode, Joe.
Oh, I think I shall. I think I shall, especially because I think this episode, I get to do a lot of the rolling and deciding behind the next character. And so, maestro, please. I'd like to be in your good graces across the whole way. Please don't do that.
It's like the guy on
Matthew. Matthew is the conductor, and Joe, you're playing the bassoon in this episode.
Yes, I'll be playing the bassoon.
The crowd, letting the music wash over me. That's my
role. There you go. With occasional comments from the crowd.
You're also pitching new movements.
That's true. It's true. Hey, you know what you should do there? You know what would sound better?
Modulate to A flat.
So good. I'm not really hearing the bassoon. It's not cutting through. Last part, we recorded the first thing that we did with this. We created a character with Skid at the helm, and it was a really fun time. And we ended up with something we all weren't expecting, which is part of the design behind Traveler Character Creation. Is you kind of set out with an idea, a concept, a young person, somebody pre-college that's kind of figuring out what they want to do, and then the dice take you on a life path that sometimes you don't expect. And in this case, we set out to make one of a ship's crew for the gauntlet that we're going to be playing at Gen Con this year. These are characters, by the way, that you could have the chance to play if you get a seat at one of our gauntlet tables. And as we got through the process, it turned out this guy was not really suited to be a crew member on the ship, but instead a very high class, very famous passenger on the ship, which is funny. So you could end up playing this passenger on the ship in the gauntlet that will be thrown down for you and designed by our very own Matthew Cabracasa. So we are excited to continue on with this. A character number 2 gets created today, and I'm going to be at the helm rolling the dice. So get excited. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, character number 2 is on the way.
Yeah.
Stick with us. Now, Traveler character creation is an absolute blast. It is something that we have done over the years just for shits and gigs. A lot of times on car rides to just pass the time, Matthew will get out his laptop and start, you know, let us start making characters. And it is a great way to pass the time. Today, we're going to be making characters, and these characters will be played by you, the listener, at Gen Con 2026. If you want to come and join us at the Gauntlets, you could also just follow along, build out these character sheets, and play these characters at home if you like, because I have a feeling that they're going to be pretty fun with the backstories that we provide, the various universities that they attend, and the life events as they unfold is all, you know, a good time, and we want you to share along in that. But you should also know that we don't just create characters here. If you're coming at this out of nowhere and have heard this for the first time, we do all kinds of actual plays, playing all different games. Yeah, there's some character creation in there, but a lot of it is just straight up playing games. So go to glasscannonnetwork.com and you will get your fill of tons of different games, including Voyagers of the Jump, a short campaign that was run by Matthew in Traveler. If you want to hear some Traveler actual play, and Skid played in that game as well. So you could check that out. All right, Matthew, what are you thinking? Do we need to like start kind of like veering into any kind of a ship role early in this character creation? Or are we just blank slating it again? Blank slate.
We got to blank slate it.
Okay. All right. We got to blank slate.
You could be a duke, Joe. You could be a duke in the Traveler universe.
I know. A marquis. You could be a marquis of the Marriott Empire.
We're going to finish creating these, whatever, 6 characters we create. And like, they're all going to be passengers. And it'll be the gauntlet will be the whole crew just died.
That's fine. We will design a gauntlet to deal with that.
That's all right. Famous civilian passengers. It's so funny. It'd be like a reality show.
It could be.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay. I'm nervous. I'm excited. Let's go.
Let's start off the same way we started off with Skid. We just roll 3d6 6 times. Each roll, drop the lowest, and we'll get your attributes.
And we get the starting attributes of this person. Let's see who we build. All right, 3d6, drop the lowest, starting with strength. That is an 8.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
Good.
Took me a second on the math. 8 strength, that is average. Almost above average, but no bonus to the roll. As we said yesterday, you get no bonus on 6, 7, and 8. Bonuses start at 9 or higher, and penalties start at 5 or lower to your primary, what do you call them? Characteristics. Your characteristics. Core characteristics. All right. Rolling for dex. I rolled a 4.
Oh, no.
All right.
God damn it.
That is a -1 to dex.
Oh, come on.
Could have been better, but also could have been worse.
What happened to this person?
Well, let's see.
Let's see what happens to them.
You never know. No, it's such a bad start. Okay, endurance. Endurance. 8.
Okay.
8 endurance.
Okay.
Skid already had 2 high bonuses at this point. Only 3 characteristics in. I've got nothing. Intellect. Here we go. Come on. This person that clearly can't move and has no coordination, terrible at a game of darts, has to have some intellect, right? Oh!
What happened?
I rolled 3 1s. I'm holding it up on the screen. I rolled 3 1s.
I knew it.
This is so ridiculous.
I knew it was going to happen.
Right.
That's an absolute nitwit. What are you supposed to do? They can't even speak.
Oh, no.
I can't wait for you to roll a natural, like just roll a 12 in social standing.
I have probably created half a dozen characters over the last couple of years with Matthew. I've never rolled a two in anything. And that was only rolling 2D, not 3D, dropped the lowest.
That would have been a three. Yeah, like D&D or the equivalent. That would have been a three.
Oh my God. Yeah, Shadow Dark, right? That would have been a three. What do you do with a two intellect? Matthew, stop laughing.
Let's see what happens with education.
All right.
Yeah,
so all of these are modifiers to the roll. You could always roll high on an intellect requirement and pass.
Yeah. Sure.
But so wait, is this a minus three to intellect rolls?
Minus two. Two intellect is minus two. You have to go to a zero to be minus three.
Right.
So yes. Minus two. Okay. So there's no difference. So two and three are minus two?
Three is minus one.
Oh, so only two. So it's just minus one down the line.
One to two is minus two. Zero is minus three.
All right. So it might behoove me to try to get at some point during character creation a point of intellect.
Yeah.
Because it just gets it to minus one. Okay. All right. Here we go. Education. Eight.
Okay.
Okay. God, I hate myself.
Right,
I'm just
going
to have
to
throw this character out. Like, no one's going to play this character.
No, this is going
to
be amazing.
Okay, here we go. And now social standing.
Okay. I can't wait for this one.
And now social standing.
Come on.
Dude, 10.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, he's so close. He's so close to being a knight.
So close.
I think 11 is a knight, right?
Yeah, I think.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So an average strength, averaged endurance, averagely educated, socially impressive idiot that has no coordination.
Idiot.
And we're doing luck too, right?
If you had done
I got to do luck.
If you had rolled an 11, you would have been a knight.
Yep.
What is a knight? Just
it was knight, baron, marquis, count, and duke.
So how do you get those other ones?
You roll higher on social standing.
Yeah.
So you can earn higher than 12 to be a duke?
You can earn social standing through your career.
If you bump up your social standing, you could be knighted. You know, this total idiot.
Yeah, or more. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Luck, I got a six.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same as Skid.
Yeah, Skid got a six as well. That's right. Skid got a six as well. All right. We are starting off. This is crazy. This is crazy because I was thinking like I definitely kind of wanted to go military just because we already had a kind of a civilian. But this is someone of high social standing and a dummy.
Yeah, but maybe they're like maybe his parents are like, you have no skills. Let's go to you're going into the army to see if you can make something of yourself.
Oh, my gosh. OK, so just give me a brief picture, Matthew. What is that? What does a 10 social standing say to you in this setting? In this world, Skid did a brief setting overview last episode. I'm not sure if you where this would fit in. What do you guys think?
I mean, I feel like when I read this, I see the perfectly average to below average child of someone who is famous or rich or powerful. You know, rich kid.
Like your dad owns the local spaceship dealership.
Oh, wait, no, I got it. I wanted to go military. His dad is a famous general admiral.
Okay.
Or
awesome. Yes, okay.
Right?
That's
like
cool.
Somebody high up and almost with social standing in the military.
Yeah.
I don't even know that it's a guy. Yeah.
The traveler. In the universe of Traveler, the government is devolved. So a general or a high-ranking general on a planet could have high social standing on that planet.
Right.
You know, it could be in some sort of military position of leadership, obviously, as a general. But like,
so to start, I decide between going to college or going into the military or enlisting. Is that
you got background skills first? So what's
background skills?
Because your education modifier is plus zero, you get three background skills. So you can choose from, I'll read them off real fast again. Admin, animals, art, athletics, carouse, drive, electronics, flyer, language, mechanic, medic, profession, science, seafarer, streetwise, survival, and vac suit.
Oh my God. Okay. I think I'll do flyer.
Okay. So that's not pilot. So that's aircraft on a planet. Yeah.
aircraft on a planet. So completely irrelevant for the purposes of our gauntlet. Noted. I'll take that out. I don't know. Like, it's so... all right. How about... I'm going to put one in admin, just because even though this person is stupid, they're obviously, they've been around, you know, admin sort of stuff their whole life.
Yeah. So admin zero.
Admin level stuff.
But your dad took you to for bring your idiot son to work day and you picked up some skills.
Exactly. Oh my God. What an embarrassment.
You could be able to like,
we got to make this a guy. If he's going to be this stupid, I can't like, yeah, it's got to be a man. There's no way.
It could also be like the youngest son. Like you got a bunch of impressive siblings.
Oh my God. He could have like six colonel or higher brothers or something, like a ridiculous family, like a completely ridiculous storied military family.
Like you're not even the rebel. Like you're
trying to go in his footsteps, but you're too dumb to manage it.
All right. So admin. Let's do electronics.
Mm. Yeah, so your strengths are endurance and education. So electronics would make sense because that's an education skill, right? A lot of people aren't naturally gifted with understanding electronic engineering, you know?
Yeah,
electrical engineering.
So intellect is supposed to represent your natural logic ability and stuff, reasoning ability. Whereas education is the skills you have, the things you've learned, what you've been taught. Okay, great.
And this is the thing, like in Traveler, when you're making a skill roll, there's obviously, you know, characteristics that lend themselves to different skills, but you can make a case for any characteristic to go with a skill. You take your dice modifier from characteristic and the skill.
You know what? I remember this from, I think, New Game Who Dis, Traveler. Or Voyagers of the Jump, whichever one, I listened to both, and one of those, I remember being like, I love that mechanic. That you can like replace a characteristic.
Like normally you would say, like, I'm firing my laser gun, you know, that would probably be dex in a traditional RPG, you know, way of thinking. But in this, you could be like, you know what? Actually, I'm terrible at dex, but my education is really high and I went to a military academy. I think I would have studied, you know,
rivalry
or, you know,
exactly. Very interesting. All right. And then I think I'll go survival.
It's
a tough world this guy lives in for him.
Space outward bound.
Tough world. And he's got to learn how to make it on his own, I think. All right.
So do you want to try to get into a military academy? You can try.
I have to try. I mean, by the story, I have to try.
You have to try.
To get into a military academy.
All right. Now, endurance is what you would use to get into the Army or Marines Academy, like the Academy for both those. So you're not terrible in either of those. It's perfectly doable.
Okay.
It is then slightly easier to get into the Army Military Academy. It's a 7 plus as opposed to an 8 plus.
7 plus as opposed to an 8 plus. All right. Well, I'm going to go Marines then because we got to make this tough. His father has to be like, a Marine general, like seen combat, famous war, like – successfully took over a planet at some point, right? Like a famous actual. Yeah. Okay. So if we're talking Marines, we're going to talk general. And then he's probably got, a brother or two that are like colonels. This is amazing. All right.
All right. So this is going to be endurance 8+.
All right. Can he get into the Marine Military Academy? 8. Wait, endurance is no bonus, right? So no bonus. I got to roll an 8. Okay. He got in against all odds.
Okay. I mean, your father must have pulled some strings.
I'm sure your father pulled some strings, yeah.
Okay, all right.
How dare you? I got in of my own my own value, my own worth.
He gave a fake last name at his on his application.
Operation Space validating Varsity in Blues. Retrospect. Okay. All right. So military academy is slightly different from the civilian university. So when you get in, you get all service skills of the military career the academy is tied to at level 0, as with basic training. So for you as a Marine, you're going to get level 0 in vac suit.
Okay.
Wow. Service skills. I'm sorry, level 0. Athletics, vac suit.
Athletics,
vac suit, okay. 0. Tactics. This guy, tactics.
Wait, I get a 0 in all of these?
Yes, this, yeah. Is basic, this is basically your basic training in college.
Okay, great.
Heavy weapons.
Oh my God, I love, all right.
Gun combat.
Oh, nice.
And stealth.
Okay.
This guy's growing on me.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You know, again, in all the characters that we've made, I don't know that I've ever done a Marine. Well, usually whenever I go military, we do Navy. I do Navy.
You've done Army before. I remember because we were.
Yeah, you did do Army.
I had a guy in a rough situation.
Yeah.
Skid, shut up.
As you might imagine, when we do this in the car and Troy is involved, the emergent storytelling tends to take a certain
take some strange turns.
Take some strange turn. Well, we'll just say sexual favors were involved, and we'll leave it at that. All right. Moving on. Is that all of them?
Now you get an event. Roll 2D.
Roll 2D for an event. Here we go. 6.
Oh, this is what's good roll. You become involved in a tightly knit clique or group and make a pact to remain friends forever. Wherever in the galaxy you may end, gain D3 allies.
Okay. Got a new die here. Our good buddy Mark Miller gifted my children. It was very nice. A dice advent calendar.
Oh, yeah. That thing's awesome.
Awesome. And I got a D3 in that I really like. It's sort of awesome. It's folded, basically. And at the point are these 3 dots, 2 dots, 1 dot. You see that?
Yeah. I love the D3.
Mark Miller, by the way, not to be confused with Mark S. Miller, the creator of the game Traveler.
Yes.
Yeah. Our good buddy Mark Miller, who created Traveler. I rolled a 3.
Okay. So you get 3 allies. Nice.
So, okay. So this guy, well, that's his social standing. He's got friends. He's good at making friends for whatever reason.
Okay. Joe, I have good news and bad news.
Poop.
It is time to see if you graduate from college.
Oh, no. Is it an intellect roll?
It's an intellect roll.
Oh, no.
Okay. It is, but here's the good news is you get a bonus to this because your social standing is high.
Oh, amazing. All right, so I get a plus one bonus.
You're taking a minus 2 because of your shitty intellect, but you get a plus 1 because you have social standing 8 or higher. So you're just taking a minus 1 to this
roll. So it's a net minus 1, and I have to roll intellect what?
7 plus.
Ooh, okay. So I just need an 8 or higher on the 2D. All right, 8 or higher. Here we go. Come on, buddy. Come on. God damn it. I failed out of college.
You failed out of college. Okay.
I rolled a 6. Minus 1 is a 5. God. I just rolled 11 on my reroll.
If a traveler attends a military academy but fails to graduate, they may still automatically enter the military career that academy is tied to, so long as they did not roll a 2 or less on the graduation roll.
Okay, I rolled a 5.
Okay. If they choose to enter this career, they may not take a commission roll in the first term. So you're entering as
he gets bumped down, and it's so bad. There's nothing Dad can do about it.
Like, yeah, Dad, he tried. He gave you that plus 1, but it wasn't enough.
You're like, you know who you are? You're like William Hurt in Broadcast News, where you like study really hard.
Yeah.
You really want it. You just can't get it, but you still get you still get things.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, so you got all. Yeah, so you have the basic training already. So you get that. That is an advantage. You know, you didn't get any of let me read you some of the graduation benefits you could have gotten. You would have gotten 3 service skills at level 1. Your education would have gone up by 1. If you had graduated with honors, your social standing would have gone up. You automatically got into the military, and then you would get a free commission role with a bonus.
So you basically get like a second lieutenant or something?
Yeah, you can get commissioned. You can enter as a second lieutenant. Or in this, it's just lieutenant for the purposes of the... So you are entering at rank 0, Marine. But you automatically get in, so you don't need to worry about qualifying. And the Marines is suited to you in that all of the... No matter what your assignment is, the survival roles are all endurance and the advancement roles are all education. So those are your
okay
better stats.
Okay. I can do this.
You're in. So you're going to get.
Right, so what is the name of my first career?
Marine.
Marine. Okay.
And now you're going to choose an assignment. So you can choose support. You are a quartermaster, engineer, or battlefield medic in the Marines. Star Marine. You are trained to fight boarding actions and capture enemy vessels.
Mm.
Or ground assault. You are kicked out of a spacecraft in high orbit and told to capture that planet.
Absolutely no need to say anything else. Star Marine.
Star Marine.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
For the Emperor.
So.
Long may he reign, brother.
So you're 22 and you're entering. Oh God,
Matthew's favorite game.
He loves Warhammer 40K. He's so into it.
Yeah, no comment. Okay, so you are a Marine. So you're going to get gun combat one as rank. Your rank is Marine. So now you can choose what kind of guns you want to be. You want to have this skill in. So I will give you your options.
All right. So wait a minute. So I upgrade my gun combat to a one, and then I'm going to do a specific gun in the parentheses here on the character sheet. Okay.
So you can be specializing in archaic weaponries. This is bows, blowpipes, anything.
Matthew, would you skip the stupid stuff and go right to the ones that are awesome and kick ass?
Energy or slug?
Energy.
Energy. Ooh, yeah.
Yes, I never do energy weapons in games. Okay. Let's do
and
it.
And then you get melee blade one.
Oh, I'm so cool. Psyched.
That's nice.
All right. So
melee blade one.
All right. Now you get a skill roll. So if you want, I'm on page 32 of the core rulebook if you want to look at it. But you can roll on the personal development table, you can roll on the Star Marine table or the service skills table.
Star Marine table. Let's start there.
May I suggest you also consider personal development because you can up your characteristics on that table.
Personal development it is. Well, hold on a second. I mean, I need. Yeah. All right. You know what? It's early in his career. Let's do personal development. And he needs to get better. He failed out of Marine
Work on
Academy.
Yeah.
Okay. Personal development.
Roll 1D.
Roll 1D. Okay. Here we go. Personal development. 4.
You got the one. You got gambler one.
Oh God!
So
I think that's
gambling.
Why he flunked out of school. I think.
Yeah, maybe you start. You got. You were like, "Ooh, I better have a backup in case this whole Marines thing doesn't pan out. Let me start my own underground space poker ring."
God.
Okay, now let's roll to see if you survive this career in the Star Marines. So this is an endurance 6+ roll.
God. Come on, endurance 6+. I get no bonus, but no I got bonus. A 7.
Okay, you survive. Awesome. Okay, roll 2D for an event.
2D for an event. 3.
Okay.
Are lower numbers bad in events?
No, they sometimes. Not always.
You don't want to roll snake eyes. Like
you don't
want to
roll snake eyes.
Last
That's
episode.
Disaster.
Okay.
Okay. Trapped behind enemy lines, you have to survive on your own. Gain one of survival one, stealth one, deception one, or streetwise one.
Ooh.
Survival one. What was the other ones?
Survival, stealth, deception, or streetwise.
I'll do stealth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stealth one. I think he hid and was able to survive that way in this horror situation. Like,
stealth goes from 0 to 1. Okay, great. Let's see if you get promoted.
Shut up. Stop laughing. Both of you are just laughing.
Education 6+.
Education 6+, man,
you
come on.
You can do this. This is great.
Wait, we're going for PFC here? Come on. I could do this.
You are, well,
Lance Corporal. Lance Corporal. Lance Corporal. Okay.
There's a British history to Traveler, so a lot of the ranks are very British.
All right. What is it again? Education?
Education 6+.
7.
Oh,
I saw the 2 first. Promoted. It was like, crap.
Congratulations, okay. Lance Corporal.
Okay. Now you get an additional skill roll.
Lance Corporal. An additional skill roll so I can pick on those charts again. All right, let's do personal development again.
Okay, great.
Okay. 6!
You get another skill in Melee Blade.
Melee Blade.
Oh, so yeah, it makes sense. You're not really a dex guy, but you're good with a sword.
Good with a knife.
Sword. Okay, this is cool.
Okay. Yep. You were promoted to Lance Corporal, and you also get Gun Combat 1 in another. So you can. In this, you have to take one. So you have to choose, and you can choose archaic weapons.
I'll do or slug.
Yeah. Slug.
All right, so now I've got a 1 in energy weapons and a 1 in slug weapons and a 2 in blades.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Are you going to continue in the Marines?
It turns out you don't have to be smart to be a killing machine.
No, you don't.
Do I want to kill? Yes, absolutely. Like, I don't think he's going to stop until he's a general, though that's just a character choice, not an actual creation choice.
I'm just checking. You can roll for your commission now. I'm just checking to see if you have to do it at the end or the beginning.
Yeah, he's got to get to, like, officer status, right? We got to try. Yeah, I mean, how does a Marine end up on a ship either in a role? I guess we're really fouling this up.
You could get, who knows? You could get drummed out of the Marines next term or, you know,
okay.
You're higher muscle. There's some
or
sort
I could
of
choose things. To leave the career. And then if I choose to leave, what are my options?
You try to qualify for another career.
Of like a million different career options?
Yeah, pretty much anything, right?
Pretty much anything.
Anything, yeah. And if you fail to qualify for those, you either have to become a drifter, enter the draft, or what's the other one, Skid? I can't remember.
I just remember drifter and draft.
Yeah, drifter. Or you could just start. You could just like, can you just call it and say like, I'm finishing character creation now. This is the guy.
Yeah, could do that. I think what I'm going to do is stick with Star Marine because, I mean, he just got promoted. Why would he walk away from this right now? Things are going well.
So at the end, I believe it's at the end of this term, you could roll for your commission to see if you can get commissioned as an officer. So,
well, I feel like I'm still on term one.
No, you finished term one. You finished term one.
Yeah, this is the end of term one.
So now is term one now over?
It's now
over. What do you mean roll for commission?
You weren't allowed to roll for commission because you flunked out of college. But now every term you can roll to become a commissioned officer. You take a dice modifier minus one the later in your career it gets. It would be minus one this time, it would be minus two next time, you know.
Okay, great. So what is the roll?
I think you have to do it at the end.
Well, isn't this the end of the term?
You couldn't do it on your first term because of what happened in college. You normally would have been able to because your social standing was so high, but because you flunked out of a military academy, you were specifically barred from doing it.
Oh, got it. I'm saying this is my first term as a Star Marine that we're finishing.
No, I'm sorry. Well,
so this is 4 years after flunking out of college.
Yeah, you cannot take your commission role in your first term of being a Marine.
Totally understand. It makes sense. All right. Term two, Star Marine. Let's go.
All right. Choose a skill table.
Choose a skill from the skill table?
Or choose a skill table to roll on.
Oh, skill table to roll on. I will do, I got to get these things higher. All right. Yeah. I want to do my characteristics. So.
All right. Personal development.
Personal development. Here we go. 5.
Melee unarmed.
Oh, wow. Melee unarmed. Wait, this is how do I get my characteristics up? This isn't a Star Marine.
A 1, 2, or 3.
God. And it's all it's only physical characteristics that you can improve. Although you can
well, I'd like to improve my strength because one more strength and I'd have a +1.
Yep. Or improve your dex and you get that. You go up to that. Actually, it won't matter to you. But you
can
do it
won't matter on dex. But
okay, you got your skill. Now let's roll survival. Endurance 6+.
All right. Endurance 6+. 6.
Okay. You survive.
Okay. My God.
Roll 2D for an event.
2D for an event. Here we go. 5.
You were given advanced training in a specialist field. Roll education 8+ to gain any one skill of your choice at level 1.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. All right. Education 8+. This is not going to be easy. I got a 10.
Nice.
All right, what skill do you want? I mean, I think there's an obvious choice, but you can choose whatever you want to choose.
Did you say there's an obvious choice?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Jack of all trades?
J-O-A-T.
Yeah, baby.
It's any skill at all.
It says any skill.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Any one Jack skill O-T. Of your choice.
Jack O-T. Gotta get it. I mean, that would be huge.
You picked up some things. They were like, maybe it's your father's influence. He was like, can you just like... just teach him things. He's very trainable.
Yes. Right. Yeah. He's very trainable. He doesn't think of anything original, but he's very trainable.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, let's roll. Now, so do you want to take your commission? Try to get a commission? Because if you do, you can't roll for advancement. You get commissioned instead. So you got to choose that now.
But it's a social roll. So it's
it is a social roll.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm going to try for that. And so I have a plus one to that.
You have a plus you have a plus zero because it's plus, you would get plus one, but you have a minus one because it's your second term. So it's going to be a straight roll and you have to hit eight or higher.
Eight or higher. Okay, here we go. Eight! Oh, dude, I rolled a six and a two.
Okay.
Wow. Dude, this guy is a story of such resilience. Battling back from being born dumb as a rock. And he is fighting his way in tooth and nail to follow Dad's footsteps.
Okay, so you are commissioned as a lieutenant.
Yes!
Awesome.
And you get leadership one.
Oh, and they can't take that away from me, right? So even if I fail down the line, I can't get... Oh,
okay.
And now you get leadership one. Okay.
So you become a lieutenant. Okay. Oh God, that is rank one. So you get promoted, but demoted in terms... It's complicated. But anyway, regardless.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
It's worth it to lock in an officership. I mean, come on.
Okay, so you don't roll for advancement because you got your commission. So that is the end of term two. In the Marines. Okay. So term three. So you're now, 30? You're 30 years old and you are a lieutenant. You finally are an officer in the Marine Corps.
Finally an officer in the Marine Corps. And I feel like I'm going to keep going.
Okay, great.
It's another term in the Marines, right?
Yep.
And I need to pick a skill table.
Yep.
I'm giving up on myself. I just want to do the Star Marine table now. Okay. I want to get better at blading people to death.
Well, you can roll on the advanced education table because you have an education of eight, right? And or you could now roll on the officer table.
Yes, it's true.
Oh. Well, is that going to be all about leadership and diplomacy and stuff?
Electrics, tactics, admin, advocate, diplomat, leadership. So it's all leadership and diplomacy. And
yeah, no, not for a gauntlet.
Advanced education has medic, survival, explosives, engineer, pilot, and navigation.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Those are all good.
Yeah, they're good.
Melee blade is on both Star Marine and personal development. If that's
no, you know what? I was just making a joke about blade. I'm already at a two blade. Who needs more blade than that? I think I want to roll on that advanced.
I mean, many people are excited for the next Blade movie.
That's true. Blade 2. A lot of people say Blade 2 is better than Blade 1. Not me, but.
I think I want to do the advanced education table because I'm thinking like if we eventually want to muster this guy into like a ship role, I mean, he could be an engineer. He could be a gunner. He could be, you know, like with that table, there's a lot of advanced stuff he could learn. All right. I'm going to try it. Advanced education table, 1D, right?
Yep.
Six.
Navigation. What a weird thing for you to know.
That is like the last one that would be interesting. Why do high numbers suck in travel?
Well, it's highly useful for a Marine to be able to navigate. However, it's very not useful if you want to be on a ship.
Yeah. Hoop. Okay. Hey, it's life. That's what happens.
But then maybe that explains why you're on the ship. You're a navigator on the ship.
Yeah, could be.
We got this dumb as rocks navigator.
Yeah, this is our dumbass navigator back there.
We're like, look, if we ever land on a ship, it's not actually like the ship's navigator. That's an astrogator. So it's just like when you're on a planet.
Yeah. It's like orienteering more than anything. Yeah.
Okay. So now what's next?
Survival.
Survival roll.
Endurance, 6+.
Easy. Seven. Easy.
Nice.
Nailed it. 2D for an event.
2D for an event. Seven again.
Life event. Okay. Roll another 2D.
Another 2D. Life event. 11. What is an 11 life event?
Crime.
Oh, no.
You commit or are the victim or are accused of a crime.
Lose
one benefit roll or take the prisoner career next term.
Oh, what? Okay. He has to commit the crime.
Or be accused of it. I think you can also be accused of it.
Accused of a crime he didn't commit.
Yeah.
Accused of a crime he didn't commit.
Dad, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. I swear.
Okay. I got it. Space KGB, right, is attempting to plant all of this like negative, information. I can't think of a better term right now. Basically, somebody is making a political maneuver to lower the power of my father. So we'll see, my father is like running for office or something, right? And they start planting all of this stuff through in the family and all these seeds of like, and they end up getting me accused of a crime I didn't commit. Horrible. Okay. Right, I'm going to go to prison because I think this is a great way to get to this.
Awesome. There's nothing in here though that says you can't take the advancement role, so I'm going to give it to you. So let's see if like, this is all happening during these 4 years. Like people, you think you're on track.
You get promoted and then commit a crime.
So this is education 8+?
Yes.
Education 8+.
No, I'm sorry, 6+.
Six, I rolled a 6. Nice.
Okay. All right, so you're promoted to captain.
Oh my God.
Oh, cool.
And now that was a bridge too far. Like this guy can't be allowed to keep working his way up by his sheer grit and hard work. Some political opponent has to take him down a peg. So he gets accused of a crime he didn't commit, stripped of his rank, and thrown into prison.
You do get a skill roll, though.
You get a skill roll. All right. I want to try that advanced skills table again.
Okay.
And I guess I want a 1 on this stupid roll. 3.
Explosives.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
That was term 4. Yeah.
Maybe he was like overseeing some sort of project involving explosives, some sort of research project. And maybe there was a horrible accident and a lab exploded, people died, and he was blamed for it, even though it totally wasn't his fault. And they utilized that to strip him of if he was a scapegoat.
It's not his fault that he's stupid.
It's not my fault.
You can't sense.
It's not my fault.
Okay, we pull up the prisoner table. Okay, so you are...
Why are you laughing?
So, through sheer force of will, you're like you're like almost like Rudy, like sheer force of will and determination, you manage to not only make it into the Marines and succeed and get your commission as an officer, only for you to fall victim of your family's own notoriety. And you've been falsely accused of a crime and thrown in space prison.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a good spot for a quick break. I can't believe he's going to prison. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second with a prison term. Who knows what kind of skills he's going to pick up in prison. We'll be back in a second. Stay with us. And we are back. I hope you guys are enjoying this little experiment here, recording some Traveler character creation as we prepare for Gen Con 2026 Gauntlets. Remember to head over to glasscannonnetwork.com for tons of different games and different systems and different friends, all in different combos, playing those games. And then also jointhenache.com will get you a subscription, which gets you access to a whole ton of different shows, including ad-free versions of everything here on the Glass Cannon podcast. So, all right, we are in... Oh, my God. We literally took a break for a second, and I forgot that I'm in prison.
You're in prison
term! My God. It's like he woke up and was like, time to shower, get on the uniform, and start my day as a captain. Oh, my God, I'm in prison! I totally forgot I'm in prison. All right. What's my rank?
Well, let's talk about the prisoner career. So obviously you can't qualify there's no qualification role for the prisoner career. You have to be moved in as you were through an event. Now, you can pick a new assignment in the career each term. Your options are inmate, thug, or fixer. So you can choose that. An inmate, just trying to do your time. The thug is you're terrorizing the other inmates, and fixer is you can arrange anything for the right price.
I think he's an inmate, honestly. Yeah, I know it's not an exciting choice, but he doesn't have the smarts to be a fixer, and I don't see it in his character that he's a thug.
Not really. He's not a hardened criminal. He's wrongly accused.
Right.
Okay. So, leaving the prisoner career. A traveler may not normally leave or be ejected from this career. Not even mishaps will force them to leave. Instead, they have a value called a parole threshold. At the end of each term of the prisoner career, if the traveler's advancement role is greater than their parole threshold, it means their prison sentence has come to an end. They can leave the career. Otherwise, they may not leave this career and must continue in it for another term. So, your parole threshold, Joe, threshold is 1D plus 2.
All right, so I want to roll low on this roll right now.
You want to roll low. Yeah. Roll low.
Could I make a character that can't even reach the gauntlet because he's in prison?
Yeah.
Like, is this possible?
He just dies in prison?
You're going to have to roll on the aging table this turn,
too. Oh, my God. Okay, I rolled a 3 right down the middle.
So you have a parole threshold of 5. So that means when you roll your advancement, all you have to do is roll higher than a 5, and you can leave prison.
Okay. All right. He's going to get out. All right. We're good. Yeah. We're good. Let's go.
All right. So you chose inmate. All right. So let's give you some skills. You can do personal development, which I will note has strength, endurance, education, and jack of all trades. And you can do the service skills, athletics, deception, profession, streetwise, melee unarmed, persuade, or inmate. Stealth, melee unarmed, streetwise, survival, athletic, strength, and mechanic.
Doesn't he get melee unarmed 1 just for rank 0 bonus?
But he had it already.
I had it already.
Oh, it doesn't give you an additional plus 1?
No. So if it says the number, then you just get that rank.
Oh, okay.
If it doesn't say a number, you add.
And if you already have it, you already have it.
Right. Okay.
All right. Let's do it then. Let's do physical betterment, whatever it's called.
Personal development.
Personal development.
Personal D. As it's
personal D. 4.
Jack of all trades.
Oh, that goes to a 2?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
That means you can roll any untrained skill at a minus 1.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Prison was great for you.
He's very trainable.
Yeah. Oh,
my gosh.
All right. Let's roll for survival.
Roll for survival. Oh, my God.
Endurance.
He could get stabbed
plus.
In prison for sure. I rolled a 12.
It's a okay. Is it, wow. Fine.
So the extremes aren't bad. Okay. Great.
Okay. Roll 2D for an event in prison, which are always what you want.
7, right down the middle.
Oh, a prison event.
Prison event. Roll 1D. Roll 1D.
Oh, boy. 6.
Oh, no.
You are attacked by another prisoner. Roll melee unarmed 8+. If you fail, roll on the injury table. All right. So you have melee unarmed 1. So you're going to roll probably your strength. So it's +0. So it doesn't matter. So you're just going to roll 2D plus 1.
Well, so it is plus 1 for the 1. In melee unarmed. All right, 2D plus 1. Got to get an 8. I rolled a 9.
Nice. Okay. You killed the guy.
Including the plus 1. You
defend yourself.
I stabbed him right back. He didn't know I was Blade 2.
That's right.
You're fighting Blade 2.
All right. Now here's the big moment. Now you have to roll to get out of prison.
Okay.
So you're going to roll strength 7+.
Okay.
And if you get a 5 or higher, even if you advance or not, you succeed at your parole threshold and you get out.
Okay. I rolled a 5. Exactly. Okay.
So you don't advance, so you stay rank 0, but you do get out of prison.
Do you get out of prison?
Nice.
So,
okay.
Well, now you're at a threshold. Like, you could muster out and we could meet you here, right?
Like, I feel like this is the spot. He mustered. So he is an ex-con, former captain in the Marines, highly skilled in a lot of different areas.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb as shit.
Dumb as a rock. But so what do you think? I think that we should fill a ship role here really quick. I feel like. I mean, obviously things can get moved around as we create more characters, but I feel like he seems like a really good, like, I don't know. What would he be? Could he be security or?
I mean, we could say that. Yeah. Why not? Right. There's plenty of room on the ship. They hire you as muscle.
He has a 0 in electronics.
Yeah. And you don't have any engineering or mechanic skills. So it doesn't really make sense there. Your intellect is so low. So you're not going to be the astrogator.
Now, he has no gunner skill either.
Well, so here's what I was going to pitch you. So there is a thing in Traveler character creation called the connections rule. And this is a way you would get a bonus skill. So basically, with the you can say, if two travelers agree, you can be like, there was an one of these events that I went through. We did it together. And because of that, I'm going to get an extra skill of my choice. My suggestion is like, do you want to be the steward? And the steward is like this ex-Marine who's like, they're like.
Well, I thought we already have the steward.
No, we don't.
Oh, that became a passenger?
Yeah. But like, you could be like the Steven Seagal of the ship.
Oh, the cook.
You're the cook.
Yeah. Okay.
Your social standing is your highest stat.
How do I get steward?
We would use the connections rule to give you the steward skill at level one.
The only other one I thought of was why not, if we could just get, can I get any skill at level one?
Sure.
Using that role? What about gunner?
Well, there's no, I don't think there's a gun on the ship. That's the thing.
Right. Because it's a far trader. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Steward sounds great. Oh, man, that's great. He's the cook. He's the cook from The Hunt for Red October. The cook from, Under Siege? Under Siege.
So we need to figure that out story-wise. So you have a bunch of allies. Like, you could make one of the other characters an ally and say, like, at some point, like, you did a cooking class. I don't know. Whatever it is. And you're like, you get out of prison. No one's going to hire you. Your family
maybe connect. Can't we just say whatever we want story-wise?
Yeah. You just have to connect it to another character.
Oh, another PC in the game?
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody else goes to prison.
That's
because, they could have learned it in prison. You could learn to be a cook in prison.
That's great. Hey, you were just trying to do your time, right? You got the kitchen detail.
And then he ended up, learning from a cook there who was, showing him stuff. And, yeah.
I mean, it's such a great story. This is why we love doing travel character. It's such a great story. Like, you were fighting up against your characteristics. You started to succeed. Then you got thrown into prison. And now you're out of prison. You've got the skills of a Star Marine.
A Star Marine captain.
And you can't get hired because you've got this record.
He got this blemish on his record. He cannot be.
Maybe the smear campaign against your family succeeded. Your dad has been.
Yeah.
He's lost his standing as well. And you're like, how am I going to get hired? You're just like, all right, I'm going to get on a ship. I know how to cook now. I'll just do that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Until this gauntlet, when your moment for heroism shall rise.
Love this.
Maybe you were on a high school football team with a certain well-known sports journalist.
Are you talking about Kenneth Mayne?
He took pity on you and got his job as a cook.
Okay, great. Let's do the quick mustering out here.
Yeah. Okay. So you, where am I mustering out table? So you've done four terms. So you're going to get four roles. You're rank zero, and you never. Let me just make sure you don't get a one bonus for that captain. Because you took, you got one bonus for having being rank two in the Marines. So you're going to get five rolls. You're going to have to roll them on the various tables, though. So you'll get three on the Marines tables and one on the prisoner table.
Three on the Marines tables, one on the prisoner table. Okay. if you remember from the first part that we did with Skid, he had an unbelievable cash rolls. All right, I'll start with
the best they could have possibly been.
Yeah, I'll start with some cash on hand. I'll start with a cash roll. Does that sound good?
I'm assuming it's going to be better. Yeah, the Marines, no matter what you roll, you will get some cash.
Okay, then I'll do Marines cash roll.
All right.
Oh, I got a six.
30,000 credits.
Wow, okay. Nice.
That's awesome for an ex-con.
Yeah,
trying to get a job as a cook. Okay. 30,000 credits. All right.
Two more on the Marines.
Oh, wait, because he has the gambler trait too, right? Does he get a bonus on that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, you do. Okay, you get 40,000 credits.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Skid. Wow. Good catch. Good nice catch. All right, now can I do two Marines benefits rolls?
You can do cash again, or you can do benefits.
I'll do benefits.
Okay.
So Marines benefit roll is a three.
Education plus one.
Oh, nice. Hey, all right.
All right, so you're up to a nine.
Hey, I got that plus one. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
I was trying to get that my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm studying so hard.
All right, and last one on the Marines table is a six.
Okay, armor or endurance plus one?
Endurance plus one. Because that also takes that from eight to nine.
Yep, yeah. And it also, that's your endurance is your hit points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then, so that's your Marine, those are your Marine rolls. And then you get one on the prisoners. So you
didn't you say I got five rolls?
Did you
and
then
you
five?
Said three Marines and one prisoner. You said one because of my rank of captain?
Three Marines, one prisoner, and one bonus Marines. Yeah, so you can, you get a bonus. You can get, you do another Marines.
All right, I'll do another Marines right now. Another three.
Education plus, plus one.
Oh my God, nice. 10 education.
Great. You learned a lot in the Marines.
This guy really made something of himself. I
he really
say.
Did. He really did.
Your stats are now 8, 4, 9, 2, 10, 10, which aside from those, that 4 and 2, you're
pretty good stats. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. All right, and then a prison roll. What
I
the heck is
suggest
this
doing the benefits.
I did the benefits, and I rolled another 6.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Strength plus 1 or endurance plus 1.
Dude, it's got to be strength. It's got to be strength. That brings me to a plus 1. Yeah. All my 8s went to 9s by the end. All my 8s.
Wow, man.
9, wow. 4, 9, 2, 10, 10.
That was a great mustering out.
That was a hell of a mustering out, Matthew.
Okay, do you have a name for this guy?
No, I don't have a name for this guy. That's a crazy thing to ask. I feel like we have...
Oh, wait, we forgot to roll on the aging table. Roll on the aging table.
Oh, shit, right.
2D?
2D or is it 1D? I said it last episode and I forgot.
I think it's 2D, right?
I
think you wanted...
2D, 2D, 2D.
You rolled a 5 and it was okay. I rolled a 10 the hard way.
You're fine.
Okay.
Okay, so you were 38.
All right, 30, so his age is 38?
38, yeah.
38.
Just a couple of 38-year-olds.
What are traits? Like, how do you get traits?
I think traits are just like, how would you describe them? I think it's not a mechanical thing.
Okay.
It's a pretty, you got some cash to play with.
That when I rolled those 3 ones, I was like, this is going to be a bad character that no one wants to play. Now I'm like, I don't want to play any character. he is the freaking hero, the cook that gets into the fight. Oh my God.
You've got some good skills. I mean, you don't have a lot of high level skills. Your melee blade is your highest skill, but you've got a bunch of ones. Two gun combats, stealth, steward.
Oh, and you've got jack of all trades too. Which
makes sense. Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. That's really
so he
great.
Can roll anything at minus one, right? Anything.
Yeah. Anything.
Just awesome. And generally speaking, across the Traveler system, 7 is your usual success bar for.
Well, it depends on the difficulty of the check. It's like Shadow Dark, where like easy checks,
right?
Easy.
But what's
difficult.
Normal?
I think 7? 8 is a normal.
No, 8 is normal. Okay,
I've forgotten.
So slightly above.
It's been so long since I ran Traveler.
Slightly above average. Skills.
Traits are like species traits. If you're picking an alien species, they'll have different, like Vargr, like have claws and they have a bite attacks. Those are traits.
Okay, so an average task is an 8. Simple is 2.
Mm.
Difficult 10. Very difficult 12. Formidable 14. Impossible 16.
Formidable 14. I mean, that's crazy on a 2 die. Awesome. Okay. I don't know. You guys got any ideas for names? I was early on, I was trying to think of names that like definitely say he's a stupid person. You know, thinking like, like
what, like average Joe?
Joe Blade.
Joe Blade.
Joe Blade. Yeah, I don't know. The only name that I had written down, I'll just tell you this. I hadn't completed it, but I wrote down at some point, I wrote the name Enzo down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which I thought was fun, but I didn't have a last name because I wanted a name that sounded like a war general, you know, like Schwarzkopf, right? Like something that was like jumped out at you.
Enzo Dummkopf.
What's that?
No, I'm kidding.
Enzo Seagal.
I don't want to invoke that. I don't want to invoke that for this character.
Enzo Seagal. I love it.
What about like... It's like Enzo is such a funny name to me, but it's like Enzo Johnson.
Enzo Johnson. Enzo, I wanted something
Jones.
Enzo
Jones.
Yeah,
that's pretty good actually. It kind of rolls off the tongue. Enzo Jones. Yeah. The 2 O's.
Enzo Jones.
Enzo Jones.
Enzo Jones.
The cook. Yes!
Formerly Captain Enzo Jones.
I mean, it's just amazing. He's the cook. His name is Enzo Jones. No one ever thinks. No one would ever think. Did you ever talk to Enzo? Did you know he used to be a Marine captain? He was stranded behind enemy lines.
Doing his mirepoix with incredible knife skills.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We have a little bit of time. And we've sort of finished this guy up. I wonder if we could we start one?
Yeah, let's start one.
Start one, and then we'll pick it up in the next episode, which it might be a couple weeks, but we'll pick it up as soon as we can. Matthew, you are up. You're doing all the meistering, but you also need to get to choose a lot of these things for a character. Right, Skid and I'll weigh in. Let's start one more. We'll cliffhanger that character at a certain point, and we'll pick it up next time.
All right, great. Skid, keep me honest, because I'll be doing two things at once here.
All right. Actually, you know what? Give me a second. I will.
I can manage the character sheet, but I just want to make sure I'm not messing up the rules. All right, I'm going to roll down the line on characteristics. All right, strength, 10.
Ooh. Wow. Putting Enzo to shame already.
Dexterity, 9.
Wow, damn,
my
dude.
Gosh.
Endurance, 10.
Oh my God.
I've got a crack die. That's still 10. Okay, 10.
Damn. Wow. Okay.
Let's see. Intellect. 10.
Oh my God. Matthew.
Education. 9.
Oh my God.
And
so wait, you have 10, 9, 10, 10, 9 so far?
That's a bonus standing to every roll so far.
Holy shit, boxcars, 12 social standing.
You're a baron.
I could be a baron. Or I could be the son of a baron. The book advises you. It's like sometimes it's really complicated if you want the title. But maybe I am a baron. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right.
You could do the nobility career if you wanted.
I had no idea we were getting together to only make passengers on a ship.
Well, I mean, the nobility career is interesting. So, but part of me is like, or do I go in the Navy and see what happens? And like,
Navy.
Use your social standing to get those commissions.
And I can always muster out of the Navy at a certain point and move into the nobility career and be like, and doing that.
Fascinating.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, so I get, let me just do my dice modifiers here.
God, that's crazy.
Oh, I rarely get to build travel characters, but when I do for myself for fun, I never do this well.
That is an amazing start. Amazing start.
So plus one strength, plus one dex, plus one endurance. It's just straight down plus one. Plus one's all the way down till social.
Yeah. That's just awesome.
Okay. And social is a plus two. Okay. Okay. I wanted to do a Varger character, but I think we'll save that and I'll do a human to see if I can get him in the Navy.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll do background. So I get 4 background skills. So I think I'm going to take language. I'm going to take athletics. With that strength and dex, why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to take science.
He's
smart, so maybe he's just interested in things.
Yeah. And we've made 2 characters so far and not anything close to in science.
I mean, the other thing I could do is he a doctor? Is he like a famous? No, I'm going to stick to the original. He wants to be an admiral or something, or a captain. Yeah. He wants to captain his own ship.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take, I guess I'll take carouse because he's got that social standing. So he's also a good hang.
Yeah.
All right. So I think he is a baron, right? He's like the son of a baron. Then he inherited the title and he inherited it young. His father died. So now, he needs to make his own name for himself.
Yeah. Wow.
He's a lord.
Okay.
The young lord.
All right. He's going to try to get into the Naval Academy.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that is an intellect 8+ to get into the Naval Academy.
Happened. So Enzo had no shot at the Naval Academy.
No.
Wow.
Now I only roll 2D. Snake eyes.
Oh my gosh. Shit.
Too much carousing, man.
Yeah. What did you do? You just thought you would just coast in on your connections, and it did not work.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess he's going to take the nobility career, right? Because he can't get into college. Well, how does that work? If you fail the if you don't get into the military academy, can you try to get into a civilian?
Well, you immediately become a drifter.
This has failed. The traveler must immediately attempt entry into a career. And right. Failing that, become drafted as normal. So, okay, let's do noble.
This is tough. This is a social 10 plus.
Is right? it really?
Whoa. Yeah.
I think so.
Let's do noble. Yeah, social 10 plus.
Man, that's tough. Even oh with gosh, a plus two, that's
what happens
not
if
easy.
You can't get into these early careers.
And you get drafted.
You drafted or you become a drifter.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
All right. He's going to go for the noble career, I think.
Okay.
I mean, hold on a second. Oh, you already rolled.
What were you going to say? I haven't looked at it yet.
I was going to just say, like, why do you have to rush at this? Like, the noble career. So, you know what I mean? Like, you could do an easier to get into career and do a noble career later when you have, like, something under your belt.
I think this guy feels like he's got to live up to the name, his father's name, right? His whole family name. He can't just go be a journalist.
Yeah. What's he going to be? A sports journalist?
And the problem is, too, is that he gets a minus one to his role to qualify as a noble for every term he spends doing something else.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to get like more and more impossible.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to tilt my camera down here to show you my.
Who'd you get?
An eight. An eight.
Plus two.
You just got it. You just got it.
All right. That's amazing, dude.
Okay, so I can be an administrator, a diplomat, or a dilettante.
What do you think?
I think he still feels like he wants to make good here. He's going to be a diplomat.
Diplomat, okay.
Okay, so he'll do noble, cool. Diplomat. Okay. All right, so I get basic training here. So I get all the service skills at level zero. So I get admin zero, advocate zero.
Oh, that's cool.
Electronics zero, that's great. Diplomat zero, of course. Investigate zero. Persuade. I can't believe this guy didn't get into college.
I know. Just incredible.
Maybe he didn't really try that. He was just like, oh, I'm in, like you were saying. Or maybe it was like someone's like, we don't want this guy. It was like his family's bad news. Like I don't know.
I think got drunk and didn't show up for his interview or something.
Or that, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see if I survive being a diplomat. This is intellect 5+. Crack die. Okay, I survive. I get in. I make it, so let's do an event.
I missed a step. What did you do?
I qualified. I got my diplomat.
Diplomat, okay.
Okay, I rolled a nine on the event table. Skinny, you want to read these since I'm...
Yeah, your reign is acclaimed by all as being fair and wise, or in the case of a dilettante, you sponge off your family's wealth a little while longer. Gain either a jealous relative or an unhappy subject as an enemy. Gain dice modifier +2 to your next advancement check. Oh.
Okay, so I get... Okay. So I'm acclaimed as fair and wise, but I gain an enemy.
Yeah, you have a jealous enemy, but you get a additional bonus to your next advancement.
Yeah. Okay. Jealous enemy. So maybe it's like maybe I'm like I because of my social standing, because I am a baron, they like slot me into a plum role in some diplomatic delegation, and I've got and even though I'm doing really well, and everyone's like, oh, it's actually really good, and I help the mission, someone's like, that fucking guy.
Yeah, you have a Salieri who's furious at your incredible talents of being born rich.
Okay. So I gain DM +2 to an advancement role, so I will do that now. Advancement for a diplomat is social standing 7+, so I'm going to get +4 to this role.
Yeah.
How can you miss? How can you fail?
I barely got it. I rolled a natural four, so.
Okay, you got it.
But I get an advance.
Got it.
I'm going to roll on the... I'm going to roll on the diplomat table.
Okay.
And I get a one, so I get advocate one.
Oh. Okay. Very cool. Advocate one.
My rank is third secretary, and I get and I get admin one.
Yeah,
third secretary. Oh, I'm telling you, I just can't stop laughing about how we set out to make a ship's crew for a cargo hauler, and we have made no one that does that.
Yeah, you can't really.
Yeah, I think we're just gonna have to rewrite the whole gauntlet.
Yeah, this I gotta reconceptualize the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm gonna do another term as a diplomat. So I get a skill. I'm gonna roll this time. I'm gonna roll on. You know, I'm gonna roll personal development here. 5 gun combat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll take energy weapons, I guess.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, there's like the slug weapons, like there's like Gauss rifles and all kinds of stuff. All right, let's see if I survive. Okay. I survive.
Awesome.
Let's do an event. Okay. 6
6 You become deeply involved in politics and your world of residence, becoming a player in the political intrigues of government. Gain one level in advocate, admin, diplomacy, or persuade, but also gain a rival.
All right, I'm going to take
diplomacy.
This is
diplomacy. So cool that you have like, that as a high-ranking social person, you inevitably pick up enemies and rivals.
Yeah. Just racking up.
And enemies. As a low ranking Marine, like you inevitably pick up allies and you know, friends.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of Memory Called Empire here.
Yes.
I'm getting enmeshed in the culture of the world I've been assigned to.
Yes.
Okay.
Going native.
Yeah, exactly. Our man and
oh, wait a minute. This is actually interesting. Wait a minute. Do we even consider that? Could you not be human?
Well,
what if you said he wanted to be human.
Oh, you said that? Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, but you can also, that's the thing about Traveler 2 is like there are hundreds of Sophon's like intelligent species and you can just make up your own and like you could fit it in wherever. So yeah. You could just make up a species and say you were that, but you, yeah, mm-hmm. human, but human's fine.
I also could be a diplomat to another human world, right? That's like, it doesn't necessarily mean an alien world. There's so many human worlds and so many, you know, worlds that are.
You could be an imperial citizen that is a diplomat to another imperial world.
Yes. Or like a world on the bubble that like they're trying to convince them to like join the empire. Yeah,
like one of the Sword World Confederacy worlds
exactly,
or something.
Right. Yeah, that could be fun actually. If it's one of the Sword, if I'm like the
diplomat. Actually, yeah. Yeah, with their like the military culture and everything.
Third secretary to the ambassador of the.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
Okay. Let's see if I advance.
So how exactly do you end up being the engineer on this ship then? How do we write that part of the story?
Hang on. But like maybe we do have a ship full of passengers. That's kind of fun. And then we don't necessarily do a far trader. We can do like an space liner or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay.
All right.
I love that the gauntlet gets written by the characters we make, by the end of the characters we make. We see what we have, and then that's how we set the gauntlet.
Yeah, that's
opposed to
the
other way around.
Okay, I do advance to become the second secretary.
Second secretary, congrats.
Thank you. 3, 2, second secretary. I get no skills. And I do a skill roll, though, and I'm going to do... I'm going to do advanced education here.
Oh, good for you.
Science. I get a science at level 1.
Oh.
What science do you think? You do like xenobiology or something?
Sure.
Something that would support my, you know, support my diplomatic career.
Xenobiology.
Or xenology, I guess is what it is in the game.
Xenology.
Or you know what? It could be planetology or something like that. Like something that he's just like spent some time studying.
Like a hobbyist in planetology.
What's the doctor from Dune, the planetologist?
Oh, Liet Kynes?
Yeah, Dr. Liet Kynes. Yes. Yeah, the planetologist.
That's interesting. Like, and that's one of the ways I try to sway the sword. Like, I'm like, you know, like we could be helping to terraform, you know, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's do planetology.
We're going to be helping to fix your shitty planet so we make it like ours. Because yours is stupid. How did he get to be second secretary? No, I like planetologists. That's cool.
Yeah, that's I like that. I always like that.
All right, yeah. Let's do another term as a diplomat. Okay, I'll do another skill roll. I will do advanced education again.
Okay.
And I get diplomat. So I'm now up diplomat 2.
Nice.
All right. Let's see if I survive. That's an 8. So I do survive.
Awesome.
So wait, is survive just pass or fail?
Yeah. Well, okay. There's if you fail, there's a table that you roll on.
Okay. If you fail, you immediately leave the career. Roll on the mishap table.
Yeah.
If you make it, then you roll on the event table. That's a 4 on the event table, Skid.
4 on the event table. Your time as a ruler or playboy gives you a wide range of experience. Gain 1 of animals, parentheses, riding, and parentheses, 1. Art 1, carouse 1, or streetwise 1.
What do I go with here?
I think you go streetwise 1.
That's fun.
It's like, you know, you end up in a story situation where you're doing diplomatic stuff with people not of your station, and you start to try to learn some stuff. And I think it'll make you easier to relate to a lot of the other characters by the end.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Streetwise. That sounds good. All right. Will I be promoted to the rank of first secretary?
This is thrilling, Matthew. Thrilling. I'm looking for a cliffhanger here. You're rolling between first or second secretary.
But it's like he's a minor noble who was not able to find glory in a military career, but instead he's really succeeded as a diplomat, and he's become incredibly useful. He's like an apparatchik.
And gained a lot of enemies in the process.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. That's
enemies
that's a
12. Who may be the heart of the conflict of the gauntlet.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, that's right. If we're a passenger liner full of celebrities, then they could be after any of us.
Yeah, that's right. True.
I will tell you also that the cash mustering out benefits for
a noble
are much larger than what we've five is 100,000.
100,000.
Oh my God.
Okay, I advance. So I am promoted to the first secretary.
Well, that's so amazing. I never thought I'd be talking to a first secretary. It's incredible.
What's Eric Mona's character that he did for like the Thunder Company? He was like the assistant to the second social secretary.
Secretary of the Abadar.
Abadar,
the Church of Abadar. Yeah. Forget his name now. Oh, what was his name? It was so good. Oh, I'm blanking. He's a cleric of Abadar.
Yeah.
Assistant to the second social secretary.
I'm going to do personal development for this role.
Okay.
2, dex plus 1.
Nice.
Okay, so I go up to 10.
God. Okay. So you got that garbage 9 up to a 10. Whew.
Yeah.
I mean, having a single digit in these characteristics is just...
I'm going to keep going with this.
You want to see if you can make him a counselor?
Yeah. I want to get all the way up to a minister or ambassador.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay.
Well, do you have to roll on the aging table yet, or is that next?
What term? That was term 3. No, next. So I'm currently
30. You have to roll after this term.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't go to college either.
I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, let's do a skill. I'm going to do advanced education again.
Yeah.
1, another science.
Wow.
I'm going to do archaeology.
Cool. Oh, that's good. That's great.
Just like he's a little bit of he had to be an autodidact, right? He didn't go to school.
Yeah. Self-taught.
He's an avid reader. Like people always think he's like, oh, he's a playboy, but then he's actually like, no, he actually knows his shit. He can go toe-to-toe with you on archaeological things.
It's like Good Will Hunting. And next you're going to be coming at me, quoting Gordon Wood.
all that education you paid for, you could have gotten $1.80 in late fees.
Late fees library. At local library.
The local library.
I substitute all the specifics there. Okay, survival.
Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
Boxcars for survival.
Awesome. Okay. Wow, cool.
Yeah, I'm very important. All right. Yeah. 8 on the events table.
So you have a
8
serious,
on the events table.
You have an awesome security detail.
I must.
Yeah. Ooh, a conspiracy of nobles attempts to recruit you. If you refuse, gain the conspiracy as an enemy. If you accept, roll deception 8+ or persuade 8+. If you fail, roll on the mishap table as the conspiracy collapses. If you succeed, gain 1 level of deception, persuade, tactics, or carouse.
I think he's going to refuse. This guy is...
Oh,
because it would make sense, right? Because he's gone native. He wouldn't want to be a part of, like, you know, some imperial, like, band of imperial nobles that are trying to...
Okay.
Or maybe it's locals... Maybe it's a conspiracy of local nobles on the planet that you're assigned to, you know, recruiting you. It's like just like an Andor with the gore that like recruiting Cyril Karn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to refuse. He wants to make ambassador.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like the conspiracy does not have to be evil.
No, right? No, not at all.
Like, right, it so could be a conspiracy against evil, but it's risky because the evil is more powerful, right? Like,
right.
Matthew. So
I gain this conspiracy, this ring of nobles as an enemy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Advancement. Social standing 7+. 9. No.
Okay.
11.
Okay. So you're a counselor.
And I'm gonna get language, and I'm gonna choose. I'll choose a language. Maybe I'll do Vargr. Maybe I want to get posted to the Vargr homeworld or something. I'm trying to.
Or Zodani. If you're in the Spinward Marches, you're right on the Zodani border.
Let's do Zodani.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It is wise to learn the languages of one's enemies. Mm. Don't you think?
Don't you think?
I do.
I do.
Okay. So yeah, I make counselor. So that's 4 terms now.
Oh, counselor. I wonder if one of your enemies is Robert De Niro from Cape Fear.
Counselor.
Counselor.
Okay. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Are we good on time?
I gotta see if you're an ambassador or not. Like an old ambassador. This is so funny.
If I get promoted here, do I make ambassador? Yeah. Okay. No, I become minister if I make it here. All right. So skills table, let's do diplomat.
The skills tables are so fun because there's so many options.
Yeah.
I rolled a 5, so I get diplomat 3.
Wow. Wow. You are good at your job.
Okay, survival. Natural 7, so I make the survival.
Beautiful.
And then event 5.
5. You inherit a gift from a rich relative. Gain DM +1 to any 1 benefit roll.
All right, so remember that.
Okay. Maybe my father died. Maybe I wasn't the Baron yet. My father just died.
And
that's the will.
Well, that's why, like, on the benefits table for mustering out, like, you could get a yacht, yacht.
And if I rolled a 6 and I took the bonus on that, I could get social standing +1 and a yacht.
And the yacht, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a charmed life, apart from all these enemies.
He's working hard. He's working hard on his assignments. He's refusing a gang of nobles.
Yeah.
Okay. I succeed on the advancement with a natural 7.
Okay.
That's the thing. You got to hope for those natural 7s, the most common role. So I become a minister.
Wow. So, man.
And I'm now ranked, that's rank 5. And I've done 5 terms. So now that's 20 years. So I'm now 38. So I have to roll aging for this.
Got to do the aging roll.
Yep.
Oh, I rolled low.
Uh-oh.
Where's my aging table?
Aging table.
I'm still good. You roll.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Because, like, for the earlier rolls on the aging table, it's not difficult to succeed.
Use the use the traveler's total number of terms, and I'm on my 5th term. Actually, no, I'm gonna age a little bit.
Oh, wow.
So that rolled a 3, and I've done 5 terms. I've done 4 terms. So I go -1. Reduce 2 physical characteristics by 1.
Oh, shit.
Ugh. I'm going to do strength and dex, which I don't lose.
You must have be more than four terms. You have to be at least five terms.
This is my fifth term. I'm completing my fifth term. You do completed Correct. Terms.
Got it.
Okay, so no dice modifiers change, but I'm getting a little slower, a little less agile. All right.
Okay.
One more?
One more.
Let's All do right. it. Let's
Either do, ambassador or nothing.
All right, I noticed my aging, so I'm going to roll on personal development. And I roll one to get my strength back up.
Strength gets back up.
I started working out. I work out with the Marines at the embassy.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a natural 5 to survive, which is enough because it is a intellect 5 plus.
Wow. Right. Okay.
And I rolled a 5 on my event, but is that the same one?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the. Oh, it's another gift.
You know, right. I mean, you have so many events. Like, I mean, you have so many terms in this career. You're going to repeat an event.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get two dice modifiers, two benefit rolls, with a plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. Can I do it? Can I become? Can I get appointed ambassador?
Ambassador to the Sword World Confederacy.
I do not. Wait, I rolled a natural 3. I do not get appointed ambassador.
Oh, no. I do not advance.
I'm still just the minister.
Couldn't make it.
Yes, minister.
So sad. Yes, minister.
So pathetic. Still just the minister.
Okay, I'll roll on the aging table again. So now this is going to be 5. Okay, I do not suffer any aging
good
penalties because I rolled a natural 9. That would have been useful. Okay. I'm still rank 5, though. Oof. Rough. All right. One more time. Here we go.
Gonna go for it again?
Yep. So now what am I? I'm 42? Yeah. I'm gonna go for it again.
Okay.
I rolled a 6 on the advanced education, and I learned about art.
Oh, great.
I'll pick a specialty. Man, it's like, it starts collecting art. Why not?
Yeah.
All right. Survival. Okay, so I do survive event 8. I think I got this one before.
8. This is the conspiracy again.
Oh, fuck the conspiracy. I'll take it.
Reroll that one.
Let's reroll that one. That's too specific.
7.
Life event.
Okay.
Where's the life event table?
Page 46.
46. Okay.
All right, and I will roll 7 on the life event table.
Okay. Oh, shit. Sorry. I have the wrong edition.
It is new contact. Oh, as a minister, you gain a new contact.
Great.
All right. Now let's go. Social standing 7 plus. I just got a roll. 5 or higher on this roll. I rolled a 5, exactly.
Oh, all nice. Right. Congratulations.
Is that the hard way? What's the hard way?
Congratulations, ambassador.
5 the hard way.
5 the hard way?
Okay. 5 the hard way. Congratulations, all right, ambassador.
All right. I will muster out, but I'm going to maintain my rank as ambassador. I think I'll be traveling to some term, you know, some trip.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
This is not going how I expected.
No.
Very funny. Very, very funny. Like before episode 1, when we started talking, we were like, so, you know, we'll have to make like a pilot and an engineer and maybe a captain. And and instead, we have a sports journalist, a diplomat, and the cook.
A really well-rounded party.
This is perfect.
That's
cook.
That's traveler character creation
for you. That's right.
We gotta go. We are over time. So
right,
I think we can muster out
when I get back.
Yeah, we can muster out off air, and we'll summarize it in the next one. We're gonna do more of these guys. We're gonna keep these going. I don't have an exact release cadence. I apologize because we're kind of just Skid Matthew and I are just getting together when we can to knock these out. But We've got two for you here now, and then we're going to do some more in March. So we'll stay tuned to the GCN News Minutes here on the feed. And also you can follow along on Discord and social media to get updates for when the next part will be dropping. And it's not only going to be Traveler character creation as we look forward down the line. We got to make characters for other game systems, and we also are going to have to start designing these encounters, and maybe some of that will make it as a podcast on Gen Con 2026 Gauntlet Prep. So thanks for listening, and we appreciate you guys. Those of you that are subscribers, we appreciate you so much, and we will see the rest of you soon.
Oh, and I said earlier, I said Mark S. Miller. It was actually Mark W. Miller. Sorry.
Thank Creator of Traveler. Yeah. Right. Thank you for the gracious gift. We'll see you next time, everybody. Bye. Good luck out there.
Hi, I'm Brian Lucci, a former Chicago cop. Now I'm a producer on Chicago PD, and I'd like to introduce you to the official One Chicago podcast. The first ever behind-the-scenes look at the iconic TV shows. We're talking Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Join me each week for an exclusive conversation with the writers, the crew members, and the stars.
Void's doing the right thing for Void.
Check out the One Chicago podcast from Wolf Entertainment and USG Audio. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.